All right, in this episode, I want to focus you in on how to optimize the three primary stages a prospect goes through when becoming a customer.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
You know, the world of video marketing for some on the outside seems a bit complex. For me, because I happen to live in this world, it's as simple often as three primary stages: earning attention, transferring knowledge, and converting customers. Now, if you could just figure out how to simplify this complex world and optimize through the three primary stages, damn, life becomes kind of easy. So in the first stage, earning attention, we all know that people are lazy, and if you want to convince them or you want to earn their attention, the easiest way to do that, the fastest path to grabbing their attention, yo, look over here, and then get them to go and look at your information is using video. And some people might be lovers of text. I mean, no hate to text lovers. Or if you're like an image lover and you grew up only looking at the photos of National Geographic, good on you. But this episode's about optimizing each of the three stages. And if you want to earn attention like a boss, use the power of video, because you and me and my ma and everybody we're all trying to sell to, they're four times more likely to watch a video than to read that lovely text or look at the pictures on the website. Four times more likely to watch it. So you optimize by making your engagement and your outreach done inside of video, because people will process that information faster, which brings me to the second stage, which is transferring knowledge. You know, the basic job of marketing and sales is still the same. It's to get your prospects to know what you know and believe what you believe, and to transfer that knowledge into your prospect's head. But if the transferring of the knowledge is difficult, which for almost every business it is, especially when you ask people to do something they don't want to do, like maybe read, well, that transferring of knowledge is hard. The easy button is video, because viewers, people we're all trying to influence, they're going to retain 95% of that message that they watch in a video compared to only 10% when reading it in text. So to optimize the knowledge transfer, make sure whenever there's something complex, use video. And typically when there's something complex, that's like a leak inside of your sales process, where leads see the level of complexity and they're like, I'm not doing that. That looks like too much work. So make it friggin' easy. Put that knowledge in a video and transfer it into their brain so they could visually see it. And the third thing amongst these three primary stages to move somebody from being a prospect to a buyer is converting customers. Because we know that if you can use a video and you can optimize the conversion of that prospect into a customer, that after watching a product or a service video, people are 85% more likely to buy. But what's going on? Like, if you lift up the hood and look inside the engine there on the video, what's going on there is people just experience greater clarity. They have a greater visibility, and they can see themselves as transformed, especially if you're using emotion as a primary driver, because emotions are what gets us all excited and fired up, and it helps us solve problems. So through those three stages, earning attention, transferring knowledge, and converting customers, you've got the power to move people faster through the decision-making process, and you can optimize their path to giving you the magic word of yes. Now, this whole world took a very abrupt right turn in March when COVID swept across the world like wildfire and everybody left their offices and went screaming for their homes. And on their way home, they picked up just about a Noah's Ark worth of toilet paper. And in doing so, it changed the dynamics of sales as we'll know it for the rest of our lives. Like, my business has already said, dude, we want to work from home. And every other business, people are like saying, I think I'll be more productive if I'm sitting here at home with my dog on my lap. And that's totally fine, but it changes the game of sales. And if your business is caught behind the eight ball. And you're used to having salespeople like knock on doors and shake hands and make eye contact. Like that whole world is rapidly deteriorated, and the odds of it coming back anytime soon is slim to none. Now, I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just giving you the reality, because all the way back in 2018, people were saying they didn't want to talk with a salesperson until they were ready to make a buying decision. So in this new world, if you want to earn attention, if you want to transfer knowledge and prioritize leads and convert them faster into customers, you've got to learn the skills to sell remotely in this new world. And the fastest way to do it is to go watch my 20 minutes where I'm dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb, teaching you some of my best strategies for adjusting your company into a remote selling machine. And you can get access to my 20 minutes of free learning at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And if when you go through this, you say to yourself, you know what, I probably should meet with one of their team members, maybe one of Todd or his top strategists, just fill out the form on that page, wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. We will get it. We will follow up. We will schedule a 15-minute meeting with you where we listen to what you're trying to accomplish and see if we can help you achieve those goals más rápido. All right? I'll look forward to bringing you more information as things progress. I've got a lot of cool news coming your way that I'm building, and I'm looking forward to dropping that in a coming episode. Peace.